For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Good morning. Hope you're doing great on this Tuesday morning. Well, I began yesterday and promised that we were going to get through this week talking about James 3 and the tongue. What does he have to say about our words? What does God say about this? And I've got some great quotes, and then we're going to get into James 3 and what the tongue has the potential to do. But let's build it a little bit with this. I opened with some scriptures yesterday. Look at this quote, brothers and sisters. A fist can only reach 3 feet, but the tongue is an intercontinental ballistic missile. Yowzers. It was out of some commentary, but think about it. When you punch your fist at someone, okay, you can get 3 feet and do some damage. But he says the tongue is intercontinental, can go across continents. It's a missile. It can do great damage, unfortunately, but it also can do great good. James will tell you in James 1:26, if you think you're a religious person, but you don't know how to bridle your own tongue, you're deceiving your heart, my brother. You're not being religious. You're not being as Christ would have you to be. Because your tongue, your words are revealing your heart. They're contradicting your religious deeds, if you will. Words are a revelation of what's happening in the heart. For a tree is known by its fruit. Matthew 12:33 and 34. Out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth is speaking. It's showing us by your words what's going on in your heart. Jesus said his words are spirit and their life. John 6:63. And then Proverbs 8:21 will tell you, we will either speak life or we'll speak death. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Why? Because that, again, that tongue is revealing the heart. They who indulge in it, see, either you're indulging either in speaking life or death, you're going to eat the fruit. If you're speaking death words, not giving life to anyone, you know, there's railings and cursing and negativity and he said, she said, and why is this happening? And constant murmuring and complaining. Well, that's death. You indulge in that, that's the fruit you will get. That's what Proverbs 18:21 is telling you. But if you speak life, Jesus' words are spirit and life. We're going to learn to speak God's words, aren't we? You're speaking life into situations. You will indulge in that, and guess what you will get? What fruit will you get when you speak life? You get life. I know. So this is major stuff. The tongue is influential in all human relationships. And this is why James is bringing it up here. He's talking to Christians who are persecuted, Christians who had to flee the mother church, Christians who are at odds against each other. He says the tongue is influential. Its strength is out of proportion to its size, isn't it? But yet it has almost limitless potential for good or for bad. He begins to give 3 analogies in James 3 regarding the tongue to describe its nature, its potential. James 3, verse 3 and 4. Indeed, we put bits into the horses' mouths that they will obey us, and we turn the whole body. Verse 4. Also, we look at ships. Although they're large and driven by fierce winds, they're turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. So that tongue has the potential to direct our life, to direct our body. Just like a horse's bit in his mouth. It's small, but it will turn that whole body of the horse. Now continue with me. I want to just really elaborate on this and the other 2 things, how the tongue can destroy but it also can bring delight. Join me tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.